To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love to eat healthy foods for numerous reasons because it helps me look better and feel better. And David, I'm looking at you and you look pretty darn great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I just like eating healthy or unhealthy. No, it's, as you know, I've changed my diet about a year ago and it has made such a huge difference. And what a lot of people realize is the unhealthy stuff we all know takes our toll. And that includes unhealthy habits like smoking, but even stuff you eat or drink, a lot of sodas or things high in sugar and high in fats, they all have a negative impact. But what a lot of people don't realize is eating healthy doesn't just offset that. It actually has a positive effect. And so if you can incorporate a couple things into your diet, you can actually look not just healthier and be healthier, but look younger. And so here's some of the keys that I talk about and I suggest to everybody. Beauty isn't just what we put on the skin, but it's what we put inside our bodies. So to me, there's three categories that are musts. These are my skin essential diet products, and that's EFAs. Now, while you may think essential fatty acids, to me, they stand for essentials for ageless skin. And we'll talk more about them. Collagen building blocks and antioxidants. So those are the three categories that we're going to cover this today. And the EFAs, the essentials for ageless skin, you know, our body produces different fatty acids and we need them for normal biological processes. Our body needs these fatty acids, but our body can't produce all of them. And so you've got to have them into your diet. I mean, what about you? Do you eat certain things? Do you follow your EFAs?
Oh, definitely. You know, I love taking fish oil. There's one in particular that I love. It's Barlean's. They actually make it a swirl and they swirl it with lemon or peach or mango. And it's really tasty. And it's great because then I look forward to taking it, whereas before I always forgot. But this one tastes so delicious. And then my 8-year-old will take it as well. They have it for kids. But there's all different types out there. But it's kind of nice to have a little extra zing to it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it took a little bit of learning for me, you know, being a single dad, I took the easy way out with cooking. So our meals were typically meat and potatoes. I'd cook a steak or a hamburger and that was it, but we weren't getting enough. And so I learned recently, I'm going to tell you, to incorporate more cold water fish. So one thing you can do to get your omega-3 and omega-6s, which is what your body cannot produce, is to incorporate cold water fish into your diet. And that salmon, of course, comes to mind. Everybody hears about it, you know, eat more salmon and all the benefits. But if you're not a salmon fan, you know, you can eat halibut or even tuna. And so that's one way to incorporate in your diet, just a couple nights a week having for dinner one of the cold water fishes. Do you eat any of those, salmon or tuna, or what do you eat?
I love salmon. I didn't know about the tuna. That makes me happy. I love tuna. But then I worry, David, because you hear a lot about the mercury issue with the tuna. So I guess you got to, you know, be careful make your own decision. And what do you like in your tuna salad? You know, I don't like mayonnaise,
We just had this conversation here in the lab because everybody kind of jokes, I don't eat much tuna. And somebody asked why. And I said, I think it's from when I was a kid. I think I loved it as a lunch and ate so much every meal, I eventually get tired of it. But halibut is one thing I eat more now. And, of course, more salmon. The other, if you don't eat fish at all, is take supplements. But starting to learn to incorporate recipes with different type of fish is good. But let's keep going because we're going to run out of time. You incorporate wheat germ oil or cold press flaxseed oil, extra virgin olive oil, things like that, not only when cooking with it, but sprinkle it in salads. I love oil and vinegar on my salad. So if you use an oil like these, you're going to have your EFAs in it. So why not replace just a salad oil with a wheat germ oil or cold flaxseed?
It's really good that you mentioned that with the salad, because with flaxseed oil, if you heat it, it kills the good properties. So you want to definitely eat the flaxseed oil cold. And you can also mix in some cinnamon. I've seen some that come that way, but if you can't find one, that helps it be more palatable. You know, I've noticed that my skin is so much clearer when I take the flaxseed regularly. I have fallen off the flaxseed wagon and my skin has been worse. I thought, what's going on? I thought I stopped because I just forgot. So this is good. I'm glad we're talking about it so I can get back on. It really makes
Now you
a
got
difference.
A reminder. The cinnamon I had never thought of. I put cinnamon in my coffee, but that's a great idea to put it into the wheat germ or the flaxseed oil. I even put a little, half a teaspoon or teaspoon when I make my shakes at night, you know, with different nutrients. And so you can't even taste it when it's in there. You know, it just blends in with everything. The other is some great snacks like walnuts or even raw pumpkin seeds is another way to get it. So you can incorporate your essentials for ageless skin, your EFAs, just by doing a couple dietary changes, including with some of the snacks. Let's jump to collagen building blocks. Now, this is important because everybody asks me, David, you know, there's this collagen cream out there, or that collagen cream, you know, if I use those, is that what's good for me or whatever? The collagen molecule is so large, it will not be absorbed into the skin. So those creams are worthless. You need to find topical products that will get the body to synthesize the collagen. And we can do the same with dietary products. What a lot of people don't realize, collagen and elastin is what's in our bodies, and that gives support to the skin. That's what gives us our elasticity, our firmness. But once we hit the age of 25, the collagen levels slowly deplete at the rate of 1.5% every year. While our body produces it, it produces less every year. So by the time a woman hits the age of menopause, she's lost a huge amount. 45% of collagen is lost, which is why this is so critical.
Let me tell you something, David. I can't believe I'm admitting this. Just since 40, and I'm 45 now, I swear my collagen has like taken a nosedive. I'm like, what is going on with my arms? What's going on? Like, I feel like what's that rubber man from the 70s or that toy that you could like stretch Armstrong. Like, what is going on? It's not stretching back as well. So I'm desperate for this.
I got to tell you, simple things you can do. One, look for topicals that incorporate peptides that'll get your body to synthesize it itself. But let's talk diet. Incorporate eggs a few times a week at breakfast. Eggs are a protein, okay? Collagen is protein. So bottom line, putting proteins into your body. So eggs a few times a week. If you have dietary constraints or you're worried about your cholesterol, even just the egg whites is fine. But incorporate them at breakfast a few times a week. At lunch or dinner, eat more chicken, lean beef, and again, fish. Fish is now serving several things, so there's definitely benefit there. Snacks, low-fat yogurt, cottage cheese, nuts, seeds, all these things can help boost your collagen levels and protein levels. And one other is vitamin C. We're going to talk more about that in a minute because vitamin C is a great antioxidant, which is the third category, but it also will get the body to help produce collagen, and we use it topically all the time.
Okay, I've got a bunch of vitamin C. I will not forget to take it. If it's about looking better, David, I will remember. I definitely will.
Definitely take vitamin C. And the third category is the antioxidants. Now, free radicals are the ultimate enemy, and they damage the skin. And what happens is an unstable oxygen molecule is unpaired with an electron. While that sounds sciencey, what's happening is it'll rip one of the electrons away from a healthy cell, and it starts a chain reaction. So it's going to accelerate the signs of aging. And free radicals are natural in the body, but we want to fight them. And things that accelerate that is if someone smokes, pollution, high fat and high sugar diets, excessive alcohol. So what can you do? You want to get things that have high levels of antioxidants incorporated into your diets. And that's tomatoes. You have lycopene in it. Soy. We've talked about dark chocolate in some of our segments. And dark chocolate has great antioxidant properties. And vitamin C, again, not just drinking it, not just supplements, but take a look at even incorporating it in topical products as well. But vitamin C is one of the strongest antioxidants. And of course, resveratrol, which is a supplement everybody's familiar with in the past few years, that's become America's number one anti-aging molecule. So this is something that I think should not only be taken as a nutritional supplement, but look for skincare products that can contain resveratrol. As you know, we incorporate it into our Fountain of Youth product, and it's just something we've done to help fight the free radicals. And so if you can take care of building collagen, building the essentials the skin needs with the essentials for skin, ageless skin, and antioxidants, you're going to have a youthful appearance in no time. So those are some of the things you can change in your diet and have all kinds of great benefits.
Well, it sounds really good, and I'm definitely going to remember my flax. Remember my vitamin C. What about that BioCell we talked about recently for collagen? Tell us about that again.
A great supplement to incorporate. So one, change your diet. If you're not getting enough in your diet, incorporating it through supplements. When it comes to collagen, my favorite was the BioCell. So take a look, read the label, and make some changes. This is your personal beauty expert, David Pollack, with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay beautiful.